There's so much going on in the arts, culture, and entertainment scene in Joplin this February, so we'll just get to it. First up, something that Connect Culture is doing is this Sunday, February 2nd, we are going to have Voctive in town at 7:30 p.m. Doors are 6:30 p.m., and it's going to be held at Joplin High School Performing Arts Center. The beautiful performing arts center that is pretty much brand new. Voctive actually hails from the Central Florida area, and they are an 11-member chart-topping a cappella group, and all of the members in their group got their start at Disney World. They were the Voices of Liberty at the Epcot Center. They shortly after that created a group called Voctive, and they've been, you know, creating magical arrangements of classic Disney songs and popular Broadway hits since then. If you look them up on YouTube, they have millions of views on all of their a cappella songs that they've done. One that I really like, and I'm excited to hear them sing in person, is the Disney Princess Medley that they do, which goes through, you know, Little Mermaid, Mulan, Pocahontas, all the best ones. I might be a little biased because I love all the Disney Princess movies, but it's going to be a great show. Tickets are $25 in the orchestra, $20 mezzanine and front balcony, and then $15 back balcony. You can get them online at connectedculture.org. You can call us at 417-501-5550, or you can always get them at the door. But that's February 2nd, Voctive at Joplin High School's Performing Arts Center. And then next up, on February 8th, this is a really fun and interesting collaborative event that's happening. It's called I Want, The Desires of Women in Opera, a musical accompaniment to Anonymous Women, Camouflage, and Calamity. This will be at 7 p.m. at Spiva Center for the Arts. And this is a collaboration between Heartland Opera Theater, which is our opera organization in town, and Spiva Center for the Arts. And currently, there's a wonderful exhibit up by Patty Carroll, which is really beautiful, vibrant photography depicting women in the photograph. And so Heartland Opera Theater is going to pick out a bunch of songs that deal with the desires of women. And they're going to stand in the gallery, and they're going to sing these operatic songs that depict that. So it's going to be a really interesting juxtaposition with those singers in front of those just crazy, vibrant, and large photographs. The cost is $15 in advance and $20 on the day of. And then another one that's coming up on February 13th is the Heartland Concert Band, The Night Before with The One You Adore, at 7 p.m. at Joplin High School's Performing Arts Center again. This is the day before Valentine's Day, so this is kind of maybe a suggestion towards all those couples. Maybe celebrate Valentine's Day a day early with Heartland Concert Band. They're going to perform a variety of love songs. It's a 40-member band, and they have both classical and contemporary arrangements. That is going to be a free and open to the public performance. And then one of Joplin's favorite bands, on February 16th, Ben Miller Band is coming back to the Coda Concert House at 5:30 p.m. Doors open at 5. Ben Miller Band is a band that actually originated in Joplin. It's always a packed house when they go. It's wildly popular. They have, you know, elements of folk, blues, and bluegrass, and country, and it's just a very distinct sound. It's always a lot of fun, high energy. It is a minimum donation of $15, and all you need to do to get your tickets to the Coda Concert House is email info@codaconcerthouse.com. And you will just make a reservation with them, and they'll send you all the information you need to know. It's pretty cool. It's a very up-close and personal concert experience.
And all the proceeds benefit the artist performing, so that's always good, too.
Yeah, they all go directly to the band. And then, kind of switching over to a little bit more classical music, on February 20th, Pro Musica, our chamber music group, will be presenting the Horshovsky Trio, 7 p.m. at Thomas Jefferson Independent Day School Auditorium. Pro Music always has just the best of the best chamber music groups that come to town. It's just amazing. All of their performances, almost all, are free and open to the public. This group, they've been playing for a while. It's going to be a very great show, and I think that everyone needs to experience some chamber music. Chamber music is very intimate as well, and is not amplified. So It's usually in a smaller venue where they do not use microphones to amplify them. So it's just a different experience. So free and open to the public, February 20th.
And of course, this is piano, violin, and cello.
Yes. I love me some cello.
Mm-hmm.
And let's skip down to events. There's a bunch of different more performances on our website, connecttheculture.org/February2020. But for events, on February 1st at the Joplin Empire Market, there will be Love Potions and Libations at Joplin Empire Market, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's kind of in preparation for Valentine's Day. One of the vendors at Joplin Empire Market called Alchemist Haven is teaming up with a local jewelry artist, Kristen Gerard. They're going to have love potions available and custom stamped jewelry. There will be a workshop on that at the market. And so you can kind of create your own fragrance or craft a special piece of jewelry while sipping hot chocolate, apple cider, and more. All ages are welcome, and the cost is $25 per person. What a great idea for Valentine's Day. And then, on the same day, February 1st, the Mini Hackney Community Service Center of Joplin is going to have a Happy Birthday Langston Hughes event at 2 p.m. It's an event to celebrate the birthday of our renowned poet, Langston Hughes, with poetry, music, refreshments, and discussions about Hughes' life and legacy, and everyone's welcome. It's free and open to the public, but donations are appreciated. On February 7th, there will be a Harry Potter book night. This is a very popular event at the Joplin Public Library, 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's backed by popular demand. So you just kind of come and experience a day in the life of a Hogwarts student. Costumes are obviously encouraged, but you don't have to have one. Suggested age range is K through 5th grade, and it is also free and open to the public. And then February 7th, there's going to be another collaborative event with First Friday Wine Share with Connect to Culture and Spiva Center for the Arts. This is a national event that a lot of different communities participate in. This one's 6 to 8 p.m. at Spiva Center for the Arts. And you just come, you bring a bottle of wine or craft beer to share with all the other people that are there. Downtown Joplin Alliance put on the event and then have different people to host it. So Connect Culture and Spiva will be there to answer any questions about our organizations, but it's more about just coming together and sharing some libations and having conversations and meeting your neighbors. So it's free and open to the public. And then the day after that, really exciting, and this is the second annual of this event, is February 8th. The Neosho Arts Council is going to be presenting ArtCon, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at George Washington Carver Elementary School. This is the area's largest, geekiest event that just got bigger. This year's ArtCon will feature a variety of panel participants, including professional comic book artists, best-selling authors, and actor Corin Nemec. Vendors selling merchandise and collectibles, food trucks, games, even a cosplay contest will be available. And all of the money that's raised will help efforts to restore historic murals in downtown Neosho, which I thought was really cool. So admission to this is $5 for adults, and children 5 and under are free. So really fun event that is going to benefit some of their historic mural restoration. And then February 15th, maybe it's going to be warm enough, hopefully, for this event. This is one of my favorites. It's Wonders of the Night Sky, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at George Washington Carver National Monument, which is a beautiful place to visit if you haven't already. You will explore the cosmos with park rangers and night sky photographer Jason Burns. You'll learn about celestial navigation, star stories, lunar phases, and the effects of light pollution. They'll have a brief slideshow, will be followed by an outside constellation tour. So they'll kind of give you a map of all the constellations. You'll study it, and you'll all go out to try to see what you've learned. So it's nice to have someone that can help you find them. And then maybe after that, you can do it on your own. Another one of our popular annual arts events is kind of return on February 21st. And that's Art on Tap from 6 to 9 p.m. at Spiva Center for the Arts. The Joplin Homebrew Club and other vendors will be there once again, and they will be providing an evening of craft beer, beautiful art, entertainment, and opportunities to make new friends. This is Spiva's annual Art on Tap event where local homebrewers' popular craft beers local wineries and delicious food will be featured. There will be an admission fee. The cost is $40, and FIVA members and Brew Club members both get a $5 discount. Always a really fun time, and they even have a beer tasting contest for the Homebrew Club and some of the other local breweries. It's a great, great fun event. And then for those that are looking for a class, February 6th, there's a paper mache earring workshop, 6 to 7:45 p.m. at Post Art Library, which is located inside the Joplin Public Library. This is going to be a very hands-on workshop, and participants will learn basics of paper mache bead making with Jill Sullivan of Post Art Library, and they will also learn the basics of making earrings with local artist Kristen Gerard of Kristen's Laboratory. Each participant will leave with a pair of completed paper mache earrings. This workshop is free, though space is limited and registration is required. And registration is open to the public ages 16 plus, first come, first served. So what you need to do to get more information or to register is just contact Jill Sullivan at jhsullivan@postartlibrary.org or just call them at 417-623-7953, extension 1041. Our local artist group called Joplin Regional Artists Coalition is having an exhibit at Art Central in Carthage, Missouri, which is called Heart and Soul from February 7th to March 15th. The Joplin Regional Artists Coalition consists of, you know, painters, sculptors, you know, even welders, as well as those that draw, do all types of artwork, but they are going to have all of their members exhibiting at Art Central, and it's going to be a mixed media exhibition featuring work from some of the area's best artists. They will have a reception on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's free and open to the public, but the exhibit will be up from February 7th to March 15th.